So I did sew most of the pieces together for number three. And I mean, you can see that the edges don't come out even all the time. And I did have to trim actually one piece off the top section just to get it to seam together. But, you know, you don't even have to trim if you're going to add a whole piece. You can just fold the whole thing down and make it even. You know, sometimes the fabric doesn't stay folded. I finger press. But in some cases, depending on what kind of cloth you use, you might just fold it and invisibly baste it down to hold it in place, if that's easier for you. And I didn't sew the bottom section on because I just wanted to say that, you know, in this case, because there's such a nice fringe there, I'm thinking of maybe instead of folding and stitching, I'm just going to overlap that part and stitch it. Because that way, I can leave that fringe in place. It looks a little plant-like, I guess. So, you know, there's lots of ways to make seams, but the seams are a very important part of a composition because they create a line. That's something I really want to talk a lot about because I have some other ideas there. I started number four. Number four is just going to be sketched, which is stitched and patched over a sketch. The man here wore out a lot of his shirts, so I just happened to have some white fabric sitting around because I was cutting them up. You know, it doesn't really matter what you draw, or the drawing itself doesn't really matter in a way that it would if you were just making a drawing, you know, because it could get covered up and it can be adjusted as you go because it's going to get covered up. So I just drew that. I think I'll call this Hill House. I was thinking of Hazel here. And actually, I was thinking of Velma when I did River House. So, you know, this series could be just about community in that way. But this is where I am today, and I'm not going to get much further because I'm going to go outside now. Bye.